Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group in particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospital is reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
Just the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Authorities identified the hero that took down the Indiana mall shooter on Sunday. 3 victims were killed. And likely 22-year-old Elijah Dickens saved countless others from being gunned down by his legally concealed handgun in a mall that said no weapons allowed. The Mississippi abortion building that led to the fall of Roe has been sold.
The Mississippi abortion clinic at the center of the U.S. Supreme Court case that overturned Roe v. Wade has been sold. Diane Derzes told the Associated Press the furniture and equipment from Jackson Women's Health Organization has been moved from the building famously known as the Pink House to a new clinic she will open in New Mexico. The clinic stopped offering the procedure earlier this month before a Mississippi trigger law banning most abortions went into effect. The clinic is still challenging the law. Still, Derzes says the clinic will not reopen even if it prevails in court. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dormant, massive black holes in space are hard to spot. The European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope has found one, called VFTS-243. It's 9 times the size of our sun. Biden officials continue to say the U.S.-Mexico border is perfectly secure, contrary to the United Nations calling it the most dangerous border on the planet.
The President and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that our immigration system is orderly and humane.
I am immensely proud to lead the workforce, the men and women of DHS, in executing our responsibility to secure the border and execute safe, orderly, and humane process.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Newsmax President Biden's inhumane policies at the southern border are financing some dangerous people.
How profoundly disturbing it is when you actually go down there. I mean, you hear the stats. It's been 3.7 million encounters since Biden took office. Last 4 months, we've been averaging over 7,400 encounters per day at the southern border. But it doesn't adequately talk about the human depredations of this massive illegal flow. You know, the open border policy is facilitating the multi-billion dollar, about $18.3 billion per year business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the flow of deadly drugs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Right there, the archives of all these great guests. No 8-second sound bites. And we get into depth on these topics so that you'll have a better understanding of what's going on. Because as my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is fond of saying, knowledge is power. And knowledge is what you need to have to precede action. And that's the right knowledge preceding the right action, right? Okay, good. That's what we want to do in order to get this country back on track, because hey, this is a country based on the power of the people. We, the people, not the elites. The elites want you to think it's them, but look what they do. I mean, they just keep getting us deeper in debt. Inflation continues to rise. Our borders are open. Our national security continues to be compromised. And here we are wondering what the heck just happened. Joe Biden goes overseas to represent the American people. And as we've been saying time and again, he's not fooling anybody. You know, whether it's President Xi, whether it's the Ayatollah, you know, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, they all know. They all know who Joe Biden is. And here he is. He is our president. And this is what we have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, Barack Obama is right. I will agree with him here. You know, elections have consequences. This is why they need to be secured and why we need to protect the vote, needless to say, right? Well, we're on standby for Greg Roman right now. Greg is the director of the Middle East Forum, commentator, former political advisor to the deputy foreign minister of Israel. Curious to get, obviously, his read and his conclusions on what happened when the president met with the prime minister of Israel, made the statements about Iran, and then Israel, of course, said, look, it, even if we have to go and do it on ourselves, we're going to protect the national interests of Israel. And by that, in terms of doing it themselves, that was to protect them against any kind of nuclear proliferation of Iran. Greg Roman joins us now. Greg, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
So from your position and what you saw happen between Joe Biden and the Israelis, explain to our audience how this came about.
Joe Biden, during his campaign, said that he would maintain the U.S.-Israel relationship, but that he would reset American foreign policy across the board from the 4 years prior during the Trump administration. Exactly what he meant was sort of given through superlatives in the debates that we saw back in the fall of 2020. He would focus on human rights. He would focus on American values. He would focus on economic outreach, rather than the sort of tough approach that Trump took. That idealism that dictated his foreign policy from January of 2021 through the beginning of the Ukraine war really didn't work for America, and especially did not prepare the country for the challenges that the U.S. now faces in the summer of 2022 based on its foreign policy. His visit to Israel was a reset from idealism, which dictated the last year and a half, to now one of a more pragmatic approach, especially as it relates to the Middle East.
Well, you know, the takeaway for me seemed to be a bit confusing, Greg. I mean, he was like on one side of his mouth saying he was for protecting the interests and security of Israel. But on the other hand, it was like he was tiptoeing around the edges to allow for Iran to still be able to have a nuclear weapon.
I don't even think that he was tiptoeing necessarily around Iran. He was tiptoeing around the radical left within his own party. His messaging with what he was talking about in Jerusalem and in Riyadh was meant to telegraph a message back to the United States and then underline that support that he was giving to Israel and to the Saudis, where for the first time in his administration, he acknowledged that a military option was not just on the table to take out Iran's nuclear program, but he also acknowledged that negotiations will probably fail. He did that on two fronts, one through a speech and the second through a series of policy actions. Mm-hmm. In a speech that he gave to the press after the meeting with Prime Minister Lapid, he didn't just acknowledge that the military option was on the table, but that he said he wouldn't just do what it takes for Israel to defend itself, it would have U.S. backing to do that. In other words, that means that if Israel does decide to strike Iran, let's not say with the U.S. at the outset, the kind of support that the United States has provided to Ukraine, you can expect that to Israel tenfold. The second thing he did through a series of policy actions was he tried to rally the Middle Eastern states that surround Israel to a regional air defense system. And they've signed on to that, at least the ones which matter most, in the furthermost east of the Middle East. And secondly, he signed on to a new 10-year memorandum of understanding with Israel, which will probably take place in 2026, which guarantees maintaining Israel's qualitative military edge over other countries in the region, first and foremost, Iran. So he's not just talking about it. He's going to weapon displays. He's entering into new treaties. He's basically doing what he should have done from day one.
Exactly.
A year and a half late to the game.
What's the left doing about this?
Well, he was asked the question, and this really, really upset the, let's call it the radical left, not the reasonable
yes.
left, okay?
Yes.
He was asked the question during an interview with Israel's Yonit Levy, the equivalent of a Dan Rather or a, I don't know, Peter Jennings, if we're going back in time. She's the preeminent Israeli journalist right now on the Israeli Evening News. And she asks him, Mr. Biden, what do you think about members in your political party that call for a boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel, the recognition of a one-state solution, i.e. being a Palestinian ruled state, and the rights of the Palestinians? And he says, look, I've always stood for a two-state solution. That's my position. I've had that position since the Oslo Accords. But I think that the people who are calling to boycott Israel are crazy, and it's just the wrong position. So he's basically saying he's got a bunch of crazy chickens in his own hen house.
Right.
And that made the left explode against
that.
You can see the rhetoric against them and regressive. I call them the regressive left in their outlets, especially those that focus on Israel.
Well, boy, with something like that, they're realizing they're losing a grip of Joe Biden because they have felt up to now that they've had total control, you know, between policies and even the rhetoric, right?
Well, I think that the left is starting to realize in America, let's not call the left, the Democratic Party in America is realizing that this tilt towards Build Back Better, the Green New Deal, all these proposals that they had come up with, aren't just upsetting everyday Americans. They're starting to really tick off people within their own party. There was that poll that came out in the New York Times last week, which said that 65% of Democrats want another candidate other than Joe Biden. That's
exactly,
not the
right.
radical left saying that. Those are core Democrat voters. So you can start, I hope, that you'll start seeing a shift in his policies towards more pragmatism rather than appealing to the part of his party, which is actually causing him to lose ground, not just in the polls, but in his ability to get things done in Washington.
Well, and 2 weeks ago, you had 1 million Democrats, right? They counted the numbers, have left the party. So what does that tell you? So not that he's necessarily quite there to make a statement like Bill Clinton did, that the era of big government is over. But, yes, this seems to be a little bit of a shift with Joe Biden. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Director of the Middle East Forum, Greg Roman, continues with us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Greg, let me ask you, it was kind of interesting, the whole reporting of Joe Biden's Middle East trip here. and overseas. The media seemed to be more concerned about the nuance. Did he fist bump? Did he handshake? All these other deals. I mean, it's like, boy, it just goes to tell you that there was such a low expectation about this trip that the media couldn't even come up with anything substantive to give us any kind of hope. And the other deal was, I was observing here, very rarely, and almost as a sake of public policy, people are real careful to say anything bad about the president when he's traveling overseas. Because after all, I mean, he's carrying the interests of America with him, and he doesn't need to be looking behind his back to see who's nipping at his heels. But it seems like a bit of the handcuffs were off and the mainstream media were coming after him. I guess the pain of inflation, gas prices, open borders domestically was too much for them to deal with, and they just couldn't help themselves. What do you say?
I think that he had three or four directions of oncoming fire from every which way. He's got the look, this is the position he's put himself in, so to be expected, but I guess you get a sympathy for the guy, even if he's wrong. First, we talked about this in the first segment, but he's got the far left base of his party starting to see their foreign policy concerns unravel. A lot of guys, Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, just disgusted with his meeting with Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. But what these people don't understand is that once you're in the Oval Office, you're not just Joseph Biden anymore, senator from Delaware, vice president, or private citizen. Like you said beforehand, you're an extension of your country's interests. And you do what you have to do, within limits, I understand, to make sure that there was an action taken by an allied country that I think did not necessarily comport with American values. But at the end of the day, hundreds of millions of Americans have to be able to have a little bit of alleviation from the prices at the pump. So you got to meet with the head of that country. And by the way, it's not just gas prices you have to be concerned about. You have Russia and China knocking at Saudi Arabia's door. They have no problem with what MBS allegedly did with Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who was kidnapped and killed in Turkey. But look, you get past that, you had the repercussions. Now you got to move on, because you're not just a private individual anymore with your own opinions. You're representing Americans everywhere. So the left can deal with that. On the Israel issue, he actually probably scored some points with some of the Jewish Democratic base and even some of the more liberal evangelicals due to the fact that he reaffirmed the U.S.-Israel relationship. So there was a lot of raucous comments coming from those voting demographics, but at least he did a little bit to shore himself up there. And then real large in terms of the way in which he's been approaching the U.S. defense industry, think about the kinds of contracts that are going to flow into American coffers now. He has reopened offensive arms sales to Saudi Arabia and doubled down with the Israeli government in that new 10-year deal that we spoke about in the first segment. He had a lot of wins here. And you know what? It's going to take 2 or 3 months for those to trickle back down to your everyday American, either at the pump, and it's not guaranteed prices are going to go down, but hopefully they'll remain stagnant. And in terms of the defense relationship, you'll only see those seeds grow into investments on, gains that we can sow, I'd say 6 months to 12 months from now. But starting to peg, he realizes he's going to have a tough 2 years ahead after the midterms. So starting now on the right foot, it's a good position, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you bring up some great points here, Greg, and that is that there were some opportunities here for the president to take advantage of. Not necessarily, earth-shattering, but nonetheless, moving the ball, a bit forward here in a positive manner. I mean, even dealing with the Saudis. Okay, he goes in with hat in hand, begging for oil, even though he talked so poorly of oil. I mean, that's kind of an interesting, scenario right there is here you are, you're quoted and about how you hate oil so badly and that you want to kill oil. And then you go to a country begging for help. But, of course, they had their interests, too, which they had to talk about. And that is that, look at, we need some air defense. And we've got lurking dangers here. We need to make sure that we're prepared. So, you know, I'm sure there's some exchange there to where you get some win-win solutions, do you not?
I think you do. And I think that Biden was still able to go into that meeting with the Saudi cabinet. And he gave that press conference at 10:30 at night after he left the meeting, which took place with his counterparts in Riyadh. And he said, I looked him in the eyes and I said, I hold you responsible. But what other options does he have? Is he going to attempt a coup d'etat against the prince in Riyadh? You know, is he going to try to go back to some Saudi dissident and then go in a different direction? We learned from a long time ago those policies don't really work every time. I don't mean to knock on the Republicans too much, but every time a Republican president tried to knock out a foreign head of state, it ended up with trillions of American dollars being spent on invasion or on defense
exactly.
or whatever else. So he's toeing the middle line here. He's balancing his concerns for human rights with the realism and the pragmatism that's required regarding the state of the world. And you know what? He's not doing that bad if this is the kind of policy he's going to take on the foreign front through now from November. And we'll see what happens. And listen, just to connect this to Ukraine for a second, the Iranians are selling drones to the Russians, okay? Mm-hmm. The Russians aren't operating in a bubble. They're going to Iran. They're going to China. They're going to America's enemies in the region, and they're asking them for support. Russia made a huge investment in Syria back in 2014, 2015, when they backed Assad. You've got Syrian mercenaries on the ground now in Ukraine providing rear guard defense for Russian frontline units. This is not just a Ukraine-Europe-Russia war. This is now getting to the point where we're having different actors from all over the world engaged in
exactly.
territory.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Greg.
Deal with those problems at home, you know?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that up because that is one of those issues that are greatly underreported. I want to go back for just a minute to the Palestinians. You know, Joe Biden couldn't help himself. He did have to give some money to the Palestinians, right?
I don't think he had to. No one has to give money to the Palestinians. But in order to placate those other statements that I was talking to you about, he said, look, I believe in a two-state solution. But he was bold-faced. He was straight-faced and said it directly to the cameras. And in a private meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, he said, now is not the time for peace negotiations. It takes a lot of gumption for a president to say that to a Palestinian leader, especially one on his last legs. And
right.
he has no false illusions that both Clinton and Bush and Obama and Trump, they all tried their own peace process, and history speaks for itself. At the breakdown of every one of those negotiations started by those American presidents, it led to a round of violence where hundreds of Israelis and thousands of Palestinians died because they were forced into a situation that their own people were not ready for.
Exactly. Well, do you think, Greg, in retrospect, that we were closer to some sort of solution there under Trump versus the previous presidents?
I think we were closer to a solution which would not have had been brokered by an American intermediary, but closer to a solution where by having a hands-off approach, you force the Palestinians to either play ball with Israel or to basically face their own self-destruction. So when you don't get involved, things end up being better.
Yep, exactly. No, I agree. Well, and the fact that you had four Arab nations ready to come to the peace table was quite telling. And, of course, that is vapored in the process, and we'll have to wait and see how that plays out down the road. But look at great insight, great reporting here and helping our audience understand that there were some positive things that happened on this trip for Joe Biden. And, you know, and that's at the end of the day, you know, we are Americans. This is, you know, for Americans' interests, right?
Right, and what's good for the nation is good for all of us.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospital is reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
It's the same. It's not changed. It's been the same. It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And we're going to have Sherry Few join us in just a moment. She founded United States Parents Involved in Education, and she's the executive producer of the movie Truth and Lies in American Education. We're going to talk about this, of course, as we continue to realize, you know, just what's happening with the school system. And thank God for parents getting involved, you know, to push back on this ideology that wants to impose and indoctrinate our kids. And we stand against this idea from governments, local governments, that want to insist that our children somehow are wards of the state. And it's the responsibility solely of educators to raise our children in the way that they should go. Sherry Few joins us now. Sherry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, congratulations on this movie, Truth and Lies in American Education. Break it down for us.
Okay, well, this has been a two-year project for us. We began to produce the film in an effort to educate people, for them to understand the very nefarious pedagogies that are happening in government schools across our country, anywhere from critical race theory to the sexualization of children and anti-American history. Children are being taught to be social justice warriors, and the film exposes all of that. We have an all-star cast of experts, and the film can be viewed at truthandliesfilm.us.
How long has this movement, you know, as best you can tell, How long has this been thrust upon us? Because it just seems, you know, we had quite the awakening because of COVID, thank you very much, when we saw what teachers were teaching and this began the outrage. But this just didn't happen in the last couple of years. This has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it, Sherry?
Oh, indeed. It has. I've been studying education policy for more than 20 years. And, you know, the roots are deep. And it's been a slow creep. But in the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years, it's just been outrageously in your face. It has just become, they're unashamed. And, you know, part of the problem, I think, is that young teachers are fully indoctrinated in the colleges of education. They're taught how to embed the Marxist critical race theory throughout the curriculum. So when they hit the classroom, they don't even think what they're teaching is wrong because they've already been fully indoctrinated themselves.
Well, you know, it's quite interesting. You know, we keep bringing this interchange that occurred on the Hill a couple of weeks ago with Josh Hawley and the professor out of Berkeley. You know, to your exact point, it's so well rehearsed. I mean, if you listen to that exchange, you're thinking, whoa, I mean, there is no room for reason or exception. Here it is, matter of fact, it's in your face. You know, suck it up, buttercup. That's just it, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, it's really sad, and so many of the young people who attend colleges and universities, whether they're going to be a teacher or anything else, they are taken in by all of this. And, you know, it actually begins in K-12, and that's what our film is about. It focuses on K-12. But it has been in colleges and universities for decades. And I have to say, shame on us for letting it progress that far. So they are problematic, but it is seeped down now into K-12. So kids are fully groomed and ready for the liberal indoctrination that happens in colleges and universities when they're in the K-12 system.
Yeah, the software operating system has been established in their minds already. Sherry, you said for 20 years. What drew you to this? Why 20 years ago? What were you seeing 20 years ago that said you needed to get involved?
Well, 20 years ago, my three sons were all in government schools. And it started for me with the sex education curriculum. There was some really insidious curriculum that was being promoted by our State Department of Education and some standards that would, you know, force this on students. So I got copies of the curriculum and took some of the most pornographic portions from it and made copies and started going around the state and showing parents what they're playing for our children.
I want people to grasp this. This is 20 years ago. The pornographic material was already seeping into the educational system, and probably more than seeping, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'd say that the sex education was one of their first frontiers that they fully championed. And, you know, we would push back, and we did. We were effective 20 years ago in my state, and that's how I started what was South Carolina Parents Involved in Education. We expanded about 7 years ago into a national organization, United States Parents Involved in Education. But that's what motivated me to get started in this. And the more I learned, the more concerned I became. I started attending national education policy conferences in St. Louis, Missouri, put on by Donna Hearn. And she was in the former Reagan administration in the U.S. Department of Ed. And she was exposing the workforce development scheme of education, which is fully in effect now, and it is an attempt by the government to control the economy.
Wow. Well, you know, the thing that comes to mind rapidly, Sherry, is that how they were able to get away with this, whether it's the mainstream media in that. I mean, here's parents trying to survive, working their tails off to provide for their children, you know, assuming that our public school system was looking out for their best interests, and little did we know, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. So we've traced it back quite a ways, and really the Marxist influence began back with the Frankfurt School that was founded in Germany by Marxists, and that's where they developed critical theory. And by the way, there's not just critical race theory. There's several Marxist critical theories. There's critical queer theory, critical gender theory, critical feminist theory, and it all fits nicely in a package that they call culturally relevant pedagogy, which is what it is described as in the school. So it began with that Frankfurt school in Germany, and then during World War II, the Nazis ran them out, and they came to America. And they began to infiltrate our colleges and universities. So it goes all the way back to that time frame, and the Marxists took over the colleges and universities, and we've just seen a decline in education. You know, academics have not improved. We used to have some of the best academic scores in the world. And
right.
So over the last several decades, we just see more and more decline, and they just keep lowering the bar in an effort, they suggest, for, you know, trying to make things equitable for all students. And by the way, that's another CRT term, is equity. Anytime you hear the word equity, they're talking about these Marxist theories.
Yeah, equity, diversity, and inclusion. Those are the holy trinity of the Marxist educational system infrastructure. And, you know, Sherry, the thing is that, you know, for the European, you know, to come in, you know, the Marxists to come in after World War II, the ground was well laid, because at the turn of the century, you know, progressives decided that early on that if they were going to control America, they had to start with the kids. And so a public school system already unbeknownst and kind of, you know, as I said, progressively moved along to this end game. And then, of course, you have World War II, and then the mid-60s, there is a concerted effort. I mean, they saw the timing as being just right to get God out of the classroom. And so when they were successful in getting the Ten Commandments taken off of school walls across the country, and you look at the results of this, Sherry, I mean, there is such a clear delineation of what the educational system was when it had the influence of the Ten Commandments, and what happened, the post-Ten Commandment influence, right?
Oh, yes, yes. You're right on with that. So the Marxists can't have any kind of faith, people of faith, or they will not be successful. They have that. So that's why that was the first area of attack, and they were successful, as you mentioned. So, you know, since then, they've taken over every institution in this country. And as part of the Communist Manifesto, it was their plan all along. They were patient as they took on each of these institutions, and now they're practically running our country.
Exactly. Sherry, it is disconcerting and quite threatening to realize, as you say, how our institutions have been, you know, captured by these progressive elites, by these Marxists. And it's important for us to have a game plan and to do something to push back, because it really is now or never, isn't it?
Yes. You're
We've
right.
got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We come
so
back.
Some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
A little bit of encouragement not to lose hope, you know. That's what happens sometimes, you know. Hope is what you hold on to when you haven't realized what it is that, you know, should be right and true and noble. And here we are. I mean, fortunately for America, we've had a history. We've experienced things when they go well. And we just need to remember what it was, what we were doing when it was going well for us. Right now, it's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Sherry Few continues with us. She founded United States Parents Involved in Education. She's the executive producer of the film Truth and Lies in American Education. Sherry, tell us a little bit more about the movie. I mean, you've got, you know, my good friend Sam Sorbo involved, Lily Tang Williams, Dr. Duke Pesta, Karen England, Alex Newman, Ray Moore from the Exodus Project, and Bernadette Broyles, many of these that we've had on the show and interviewed as well, because we're all joined at the hip when it comes to, you know, supporting things that are so critical to our kids and their education.
Yes, the cast members in this film are phenomenal. They all bring their area of expertise, and there are several areas that we again expose in this film. Another person that you didn't mention is Dr. Carol Swain, who's the author of Black Eyes
yes.
in America,
mm-hmm.
and she's the vice chair of right. the 1776 Commission. She's phenomenal. We've got Dr. Gary Thompson, who's a child psychologist and has been very outspoken against critical race theory. He's a black man married to a white woman, and they have biracial children. So the critical race theory issue is personal to him. And you also mentioned mm-hmm. Lily Tang Williams, who's running for Congress in New Hampshire and doing quite well from what I'm seeing. Alex Newman is another outstanding journalist who we interview. And Alex happens to be running for office, isn't that interesting, in Florida. I'm so excited to see some of these people who are knowledgeable about education policy actually taking the time to get involved with government, because that's where the rubber meets the road. These policies come out of Washington, D.C. And, you know, our organization's mission is to end the U.S. Department of Education and all federal education mandates. We must restore parental and local control of education if we're ever going to right the ship. So that's our mission. Right. The film is about, again, exposing the nefarious pedagogies. You know, Dr. Bernadette Broyles, you mentioned, she is amazing. And, you know, it's just incredible that she has formed an entire organization around children, our families, whose children have been groomed to be transgender, to be a gender outside of their biological gender, and most often behind the backs of parents. So she's a warrior, and she's set up this pro bono law firm. And it's incredible, again, that, you know, you could create an entire national organization around this issue. That just tells us how very prevalent it is. So those are the most,
without a doubt.
Yeah, the transgender influences and the critical race theory, the Marxist theory, and the anti-American and anti-Christian propaganda. I mean, children are being taught to hate their country. And you know, what's interesting about the culturally relevant pedagogy that I mentioned earlier is that it lines up the oppressors versus the oppressed, just like critical race theory, but it encompasses all of the theories, including saying Christianity, Christians are actual oppressors. They oppress what they call minority religions. So, again, it's anti-American, anti-Christian. You know, the things with the transgender influences behind parents' back are child abuse. The pornography we're seeing in children's books in the libraries and textbooks, it's pornography. We have laws against this. The critical race theory violates the Civil Rights Act and the Equal Protection Clause in the U.S. Constitution. And we know that pornography is illegal for children, and these schools ought to be prosecuted. You know, it's a shame that parents and taxpayers have to file lawsuits in order to get schools to comply with the law and to see what children are actually being taught. And I personally have filed a lawsuit in the town where I live. But before I get into that, let me just point your listeners to our website for the film. It's truthandliesfilm.us. I hope that they will go there, view the trailer, consider pre-ordering a DVD. The DVDs will be out soon. And share it widely with everyone you know. People need to understand that if we don't stop what's happening in government schools, we are going to lose our very freedom in this country.
Well, you know, adding to the situation here, you know, what you're doing nationally is important. The other thing that's happening is the local response, because a lot of this starts, you know, from the bottom up, and things locally can happen a lot quicker as opposed to nationally, as you know. But it all has to come together, and it's a multiple, you know, frontal attack on these issues, whether it's locally or nationally. But either way, it all begins with self-education and self-responsibility, doesn't it, Sherry?
Oh, yes, yes. And so, you know, I think people have just turned a blind eye over the last several decades. It's been sort of a frog in the water thing, and now we're boiling. And so people do need to take responsibility. They need to educate themselves. This documentary film is an excellent way to do that. You know, they can do community screenings. They can view it at their local church or just have some neighbors in and talk about how they can get involved and make a difference on the local level. As you suggested, it does need to be multi-pronged. We are encouraging parents all over the country to run for school board and take their schools back. It's happening. We've seen lots of upsets where an entire slate of candidates is put in on local school boards, and that's what it's going to take. And so we all need to be working together. Whether we have kids in school or not, every American needs to wake up to what's happening, because, as I said earlier, our freedom in America is at risk if we don't get involved and put a stop to this.
And for all the money that we're investing in education, here we rank, what, 27, 28? I mean, that's a terrible commentary and legacy on the current public school system. And we did get a recent ruling, you know, from the courts that says that, you know, the money set aside for children's education can go with the student. And this seems to be an encouraging movement, an encouragement on many levels, you know, for our kids and parents alike, that this is starting to take hold. And I see more, you know, more states embracing this idea that, you know, the education of our kids, the money that we set aside for them, should go with that child, whether it's to a charter school or a parochial school, right?
Well, you know, we have to be careful with that one. And we might have a little different opinion, our organization, than most conservative groups on this issue. And the reason we're being cautious is if Christian and private schools take government money, there are going to be strings attached. And if they aren't currently attached, they could be in the future, and these schools could become dependent on the government funds, and then they would be forced, once they, you know, put the strings there, they would be forced to make a decision about, you know, possibly having to close their school. So we're just cautious about that, and we think that there's other
ideas. That's a good point. That's fair.
Yeah, we need to consider a better approach where the government money's not involved. And one of the things we're promoting as policy is for a simple check-the-box tax credit for parents. So when they go to do their income tax at the end of the year, just like the child tax credit, they can check a box and say, I have X number of children that don't attend government schools, and they get a credit, reasonable to what's being spent on children in the government schools. And that way, there's no government money involved, and the private and Christian schools won't be at risk for having to potentially close their doors one day when the government comes in and says, okay, now you've got to comply with this or you're not going to get this money anymore.
You know, and this is the stuff that galls me, Sherry, is that, you know, that they would regard it as government money. It's the people's money. It's our money. It's not the government, but yet you're exactly right. Unfortunately, we have been groomed in that sense to know what to expect, that anything that does involve a bureaucracy, yes, the strings are attached, and they will use it. And especially we're seeing it right now in the current political climate, that there's no end to the manipulation and control that those that want power and control, what they will do, right?
Yes. And, you know, I'm reminded of a few weeks ago, the federal drug, the FDA, I stumbled on that one. They put out an edict where they're requiring, in order for school districts to receive the free and reduced lunch funding, they have to have gender neutral bathrooms. So it is absurd that these federal bureaucracies continue to attempt to actually write law in that case, and that's certainly not a separation of powers as it should be. And we're following a case that came out from the Supreme Court. You know, there's a lot of focus on Roe v. Wade, but there's a case, West Virginia versus the EPA, which we think sets precedent that shows that these federal bureaucracies cannot be going in and mandating things that are the responsibility of Congress to do.
Yes, I agree, and we've been talking about that as well, Sherry, that this could open up an opportunity to cut back and clip the wings of some of these bureaucracies that have overstepped the bounds to such a degree that, you know, people question their validity and whether or not they're corrupt because of the lengths that they've been allowed to go through. And so thank God for that decision from SCOTUS, and hopefully this is just the beginning of more positive news when it comes to the bureaucracy. Sherry Few has been with us. She founded the United States Parents Involved in Education, and she's the producer of Truth and Lies in American Education.
Markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you
you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination.